In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. When we look at what the Lord Jesus has done today, it shows us how great is God, how loving He is, and how His will towards us as human beings is truly the will of a loving Savior. So much we give Him the title Lover of Mankind. He knows the need of man. He was, as the Bible says, He returned with His disciples, and the disciples came and told Him about what they have done. And that is what is known to be accountability. If I send a messenger to go and do something, he has to be accountable. The student is accountable to his teacher. The teacher is accountable to the headmaster. The headmaster should be accountable to the Ministry of Education. Everybody is accountable to somebody else. So the disciples were sent by the Lord, but when they are accountable, they come back to tell Him and report to Him what they have done. They are disciples. A disciple needs directions by his superior or teacher. And this relation, it's not to dictate or to dominate, but it is to edify, to correct, to uplift, and to make everything go well. So the disciples told Him, then He wants to sit with them, but the people heard about Jesus. And the love of the people were so great that in few hours, over 5,000 men, definitely there were so many women, I can see in thousands, and the children also a few thousands, and it became a huge crowd. But look at what the Bible tells us through the Holy Spirit, how He narrates to us the story. He received them. When somebody comes at your home, we have in the Arabic proverb, receive me better than to feed me. If you receive me nice, with a smile, with an open arms, with welcome, I feel very much happy and satisfied. I feel truly welcomed and valuable, and that makes me to feel very happy. So I can see this host of mine who received him at his home, he received me very nicely. And that reception itself, it means too much. And he received them nicely, and the people sat around him. He started to tell them about many, many new things they don't know before. He started to teach them. Then he started to teach them about heavenly things, the kingdom of God. They were listening very well. Then one of them sitting there, he started to say, I have pain here. And the mother said, my boy is crying, my baby is crying. There is some sick among us, Lord. Yes, you are teaching us, but there is somebody who is sick here. Oh, yes, bring them. And he started to receive all the sick, an old, a man, a woman, a child, everybody, and he healed them. Then the time went on with such a great atmosphere of love and generosity, giving, serving, helping, healing, teaching, talking. What is this? The human being have needs. Every human being, you yourself and myself, we have needs. What are those needs? We know about them that they are biological needs. Biological needs means your body, because we are body, but we are not body only. No, we have to talk about that. So the body is in need of shelter, clothing, food, water, sleep, rest, healing, medicine. The body needs that. So the needs of a human being is biological, psychological. Psychological means to make him happy, to feel that he is welcomed, he is valuable. And that's what the Lord Jesus did. The third need is spiritual. The man is not only a body or only a psyche, but a spirit. He needs something for his spirit to make him to be blessed by something coming from above, from heavens. So the Lord started to tell them about the kingdom of God. He started to tell them about something. Yes, there are two kingdoms. One of them is an earthly kingdom, but the other one is a heavenly kingdom. And the Lord started to tell them about, yes, the earthly kingdom is very temporary, but the heavenly kingdom is very eternal and permanent. He started to tell them about something from above. What a great time. What a great time. Then they said, sickness, pain, disability. And he started to take care about all this. Healing, 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 healing. The person himself who is healed feels that all his bonds are removed. And now he can move, he can work, he can eat, he can... What a great difference between sickness and healing and health. So the Lord has given them all this in abundance. A great, great, great gift being on all the time, being showered on these people all the time. Time passed. So the needs of the human being is biological, psychological, spiritual, mental. Mental also, knowledge. All of us, we are really hungry for knowledge. Reading books, look at the internet and listening to others and teaching, studying and so on. Searching, mental needs. It makes you feel happy when your mental needs are satisfied. He told them so many stories. And the social needs. Man is a sociable creature. He needs a society around him who appreciates him and he appreciates them. He relates with them. They are his friends. They have good relations together. So the Lord Jesus, I can say that he did this all. Let me tell you this story from my mission in Africa. One day early in Kenya, when I started my service there, there was no church yet, but we are trying to collect people to talk to them. So I had some few deacons, Kenyan deacons, and I sent them around to the area where we wanted to plant a church to collect the people there. And they hired for me a very simple, poor structure. It's called corrugated sheets, which is so rusty, and it's only supported on some few pillars made of trees. The benches are made of split trees put on stones, something very primitive and simple. And then we gave them appointment Sunday morning, we shall meet there. Came about 60 people. We had a lovely time. The weather was beautiful. The nature was very rich. We had the 60 people. We sang with them. We taught them how to make the sign of the cross. We are starting from scratch. Among those, Luos from the tribe of Luo or Luya. And there is some young men translating from English what I say to the people. It went very well. We kept on teaching, singing, praying, opening the Bible, telling them stories. The time went very lovely. And I believe that the people were so attentive and learning and happy. And they start on dancing the way the Africans dance and so on, beating the drums and so on, all this all. Anyhow, we had a lovely time. And I intended to give them knowledge, spirit, word of God, and so on. And when they said that some of them are sick, I took the oil from my pocket and I painted them with the oil of healing, the oil of candil, zit al-andil. At the end, we prayed, and then I said to them, the end of the service has come. Then, while I was standing in front to tell them goodbye, I found five of them came and stood around me and said, give us money. I said to them, what? They said, yes, give us money. I said, yes, money for what? I did not collect offerings from you. Are you collecting something from me? He said, no, this is our right. I said, it's our right to ask me for money. They said, yes. I said, what is that? He said, sitting allowance. We sat and listened to you. You should pay us sitting allowance. I said, what? Sitting what? Sitting allowance. You have to pay us because we sat and listened to you. Abuna, I want to make sure that they will not ask me for sitting allowance. So they said, sitting allowance. I said, what is this? Please explain to me. That was a sudden thing to me. I mean, I said, what? Sitting allowance. I said, please, can you explain this to me? He said, yes. Look, if we did not come, the pews will be empty and you cannot do your service. You are not going to speak to some wood there, but you need people to listen to you so the service can be good. Our presence made your service successful if our absence will make it failure. So give us the sitting allowance. To be honest, it was my first experience to look at something like that. So I stood quietly and I raised my heart to God and said, Lord, please give me wisdom. What shall I say about that? I paused a little and then said to him, I said to them, you want to tell me that the benefit you got from your presence in this church service is only money to go and buy something which can maybe make you drunk or this or that, or some other benefits you got from this meeting? So one of them said, no, I benefited. Said, yes, please, tell me, what did you benefit? He said, I benefited knowledge. You gave us a lot of knowledge about Africa, about Mark, the African apostle. You gave us a lot of knowledge about Egypt, the blessed land, when the Lord Jesus came and his mother Mary. You gave us knowledge. No, I appreciate the knowledge you gave us. Somebody else said, I felt happy. I felt blessed and happy today. The whole atmosphere was joyful and happy. And the other one said, we prayed together and I really felt that we have been in heavens. So I said to them, then this meeting will not only satisfy your biological needs, but it satisfied your mental needs, your psychological needs, your spiritual needs, and also by the oil of healing, you will be healed and your sickness will be healed. So sorry, sirs, there is no sitting allowance for you because you have benefited on the other side of the coin, which is not the biological needs or the money needs, because not everything is money in life, but there is so much. That is what really our Lord is. Our Lord is looking at you as a whole. That's what we call it, holistic approach. He looks at you in the fullness when you are a baby, newly born, and he keeps his eye on you. You grow, you learn how to talk and walk, you learn how to deal with other children, learn and grow and grow and grow. You can't remember yourself, but maybe you look at your picture when you were just a small baby born, you know, you will find that you are too different now. But all the favor of all this is from our beloved lover of mankind, the Lord Jesus, which he gave this, that. Then it became evening and late, and the time passed so quickly, because when we are really in joyful situation and being fed and being satisfied with all the needs of our mind and heart and spirit and so on, time passes as if it is just very quick. So the disciples came and said, Master, these people is getting late now and they have to go. We are in a far place. Let them go. All the apostles were standing there, said, let them go. Send them away. And the answer of the Lord was totally different from what they thought. Give them to eat. Master, that's impossible. How can to feed 5,000 men? Almost 5,000 men, women and children. It's impossible. We don't have. Give them to eat. Send them away. Give them to eat. Send them away. Give them to eat. What do you have? There is a boy here came with 5 small loaves and 2 fish, just enough for him, a meal for a boy. But what this can be for all this? You are talking to whom? To the creator of heavens and earth. His powers are unlimited. He is the mighty one who has no measure of his wisdom, who is the one who can do everything. And the Lord Jesus shown us what to do. He lifted his eyes to heavens. He took the small pieces of bread and the fish. And when he prayed on them and blessed them, it was multiplied beyond the measure. Nobody can imagine. It was multiplied. And he said to the disciples, you yourself, by your own hands, take this multiplied material, which was a heavenly blessing. You should know that there is something called blessing in your life. You should know that this little time which you spend in service will bless all your time of study. When you come back to your office, you will find yourself that a study of 3 or 4 or 5 hours will be blessed if you spend 2 hours in the service of the church. And not to say that I will abandon the church service because I will go to sit and study. There is a blessing. And take this blessing by lifting your eyes up to heavens. And there the blessings will give you showers of power and wisdom and mighty abilities by which you can solve all your problems. There is a blessing. And this story is bringing us, it's brought to us today, so when we go out of this door back homes, we should go and put in our hearts, Lord, we know that you are the source of blessings. And your blessings will come to us as much as we are asking your blessings from all our hearts in true sense. If we ask his blessings, it will be given to us all the time. After the disciples went around and became tired of carrying heaps of bread and fish, they had to go around again to collect the leftovers, 12 baskets. The abundance here does not mean that we should waste. I'm afraid to say that if we have so much abundance in a country like America, we may find ourselves throwing things in the garbage box. No, should not do a waste at all. We should try to be very careful and economical, so everything should go to who needs them. And if I spare or if I keep something which can be used for a poor or needy in Africa or a mission or service of the church, then this will be also blessed. 12 baskets were collected. All this shows that how great, how mighty, how wise, how loving, and how the Lord, when he creates you on earth and make you to be born, then he takes care about you in the holistic approach, your mind, your soul, your body, your heart, your society, your psyche, your everything, so he can make out of you another small Jesus Christ, a saint. And then after a long, long, long time, he will take you to the heavenly dwellings when he said, I will go before you to prepare for you a place where I will be, you will be. What a lovely and mighty God. What a great and loving Father. We are really within that. And today, after some time, we are going to proceed and take his body, which will dwell in our body, take his blood, which will run in our blood, and we shall be in union with that great loving Father, whose powers are beyond our imagination and who cares about all our needs. Glory be to God now forevermore. Amen.